USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Claudette has weakened into a tropical depression after dropping heavy rains on Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The storm is moving through Alabama and is expected to drop up to 8 inches of rain in some areas along the Gulf Coast as it continues east and moves into the Carolinas Sunday night into Monday. Forecasters also believe that Claudette will re-strengthen into a tropical storm as it moves into the Carolinas and eventually back out into the Atlantic Ocean. And a driver has been arrested after allegedly hitting 9 cyclists with his truck during an Arizona road race. Police in Sholo, Arizona, say a black Ford F-150 hit several bicyclists Saturday morning before speeding off. Police eventually tracking him to a hardware store and shooting him. 6 cyclists were hospitalized with 4 in critical condition. The 35-year-old driver was hospitalized after the shooting in critical but stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is speaking out against President Biden. Wendy King has more.
The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And an ultra-conservative candidate has won in Iran's presidential election. Hardliner Ibrahim Raisi won just over 60% of the votes in an election marked by low turnout. Raisi is the top judge in Iran and personally under sanctions from the U.S. He's accused of taking part in the mass execution of political prisoners in the 80s. Raisi will take office in early August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Saturday was the first observance of Juneteenth since it was made a federal holiday. President Biden signed the bill to add the day to the federal holiday calendar on Thursday. Democratic Representative James Clyburn says that communication is a central tenet in the new holiday for him. The House Majority Whip from South Carolina tells CNN that he hopes today can be a step towards creating a more perfect union.
And so I went on the floor a couple of days ago to argue on behalf of this holiday. I focused on the value of communicating, because I would hope that today will be the day that we begin to communicate in earnest so that we can continue our pursuit of a more perfect union. That's what's causing our problems today. We don't talk with each other. We talk past each other. We talk about each other, but we do not talk with each other. And I would hope that this will be a reckoning on that front.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott followed through with a threat to veto part of the state budget that funds the Texas legislature. Abbott had threatened to withhold funding after Democratic members of the Texas House walked out of the chamber, stopping a vote on an election reform bill. Abbott's veto cuts the monthly salary of lawmakers, but more importantly, the funding for the legislative branch's support staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.